If it was self-propelled, it'd be a self-propelled lawnmower.
Do you know anything that you would call a tiller? Or a rototiller? Do you call a tiller or a rototiller?
Either one, but probably a tiller.
Okay, what about this thing that's shaped kind of like a wedge that you used to...
A plow.
Okay, how about one you'd hold in your hand? Okay, back to the garden tool. How about something called a trowel, do you know?
I think of a trowel. That's what you work concrete with.
Oh, nothing in the garden.
No. I mean, if someone said that, I might know what they mean,
mm-hmm.
but a trowel, to me, is for working concrete.
Mm-hmm. How about a little tool that you hold in your hand, it's got three prongs on it, Steve?
A digger.
What would kind of rake would you use to get the leaves up in the fall?
Well, an ordinary rake, or years ago they used to call them bamboo rakes,
mm-hmm.
or sweeper,
mm-hmm.
grass sweeper, lawn sweeper, broom. They used to call them a broom,
a yard broom. Oh. Would there be a different kind to be used in the garden, different kind of rake?
Yeah, a garden rake.
Mm-hmm.
A garden rake, and the other would been a wire broom or a yard broom.
Mm-hmm. What would you call what people use to trim their boxwoods?
Shears or head trimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Hedge trimmers.
Oh, what about to cut down if you had a...
We might call them clippers.
Or clippers.
We wouldn't call them head shears.
What head shears? I don't think so. What would you call something that you used to cut down a tree, a big tree? If it were a big tree, you'd have to use a power-driven...
A chainsaw, or by hand, or a cross-cut saw.
Okay. Can you name some different cuts of beefsteak?
I like them all.
Well, it's sort of just, you know, describe which ones are the best ones.
A ribeye, filet, strip, sirloin, T-bone, round.
Which is the largest? Is the sirloin a bigger piece than a T-bone?
Probably the round steak would be the largest, but... largest steak you can brawl would be a sirloin.
What about some other cuts of beef?
Farnish roast, pot roast, shoulder roast, usually referred to fore quarter as opposed to hind quarter. All the brand names of the different stores, Pike's Peak roast, or chuck roast, English cut, and ever brand, the grocery store has their names, a Spencer steak, and you have to say, what's a Spencer steak? Well, I mean, it's different in this store from that store, yeah.
How about cuts of pork?
Well, when it gets past ham or sausage or pork chops, usually pork loin. The rest of it doesn't exist, I can remember.
More than one type of ham?
Yeah, could have fully cooked,
mm-hmm.
or smoked, or just cured.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
How about cuts of lamb?
I don't know anything at all about lamb, except I know there are lamb chops and there's a leg of lamb. Anything else I wouldn't know.